The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Mike Hohenbrink with the Kalmar Courier. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Good to visit with you, Senator. Thank you for allowing this conversation. Now, with the death of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg came an immediate barrage of hot conversation back and forth on the replacement. Now, in 2016, when Justice Scalia died suddenly, you were at the head of the Judiciary Committee, and you cited the Biden rule in holding up the naming of his replacement. I think it was President Obama in a lame duck situation. What was that rule? And secondly, why do you think it's important that Biden name his top candidates for the Supreme Court?
Because he gave speeches when we had a Democrats Senate and a Republican presidency in 86 and 92 that those should wait till a new president. So the same rule, you got to apply the same rule to a Republican president as you apply to a Democrat president. But I think that that's where the name Biden comes from. And then you got to remember that we had a divided government at that particular time. President of one party, Senate of another party. And then you, so this time, the Senate and the president of the same party. Okay, let's go to Mike.
Senator, with regard to President Trump's announcement that he will, in fact, be nominating someone, one comparison I've seen, I wonder if you could expand on it. Is this really comparable directly with the two situations, or is there a little bit of difference given that Trump's in his first term versus Obama?
No, I don't think that makes any difference. Okay, back to Tom.
Senator, the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, across the aisle from you, says if the Democrats were to win a majority in the upcoming election, they might well abolish the 60-vote legislative filibuster. What are your thoughts? Filibuster an important, kind of a sacred thing? What do you think about that?
It's only sacred from the standpoint that throughout the entire history of the United States Senate, I'm talking about from 1789 till now, there's been extraordinary moves to stop debate to get to finality. So between 1789 and 1917, any one senator could stop anything from happening. From 1917 to 1976, it was two-thirds of those presidents voting. Since 1976, it's 60-vote rule. So, if you want balance between rural areas and urban areas, and you want some protection for the minority, if you want to force bipartisanship, then you need the extraordinary majority. It forces cooperation between the political parties, unlike the House of Representatives, where a majority, Republican or Democrat, can ignore the minority. You can't do that in the United States Senate. And then you also got to remember that Democrats threatened to eliminate the filibuster even before this vacancy. Okay, back to Mike.
Senator, going back to the Supreme Court, what are your thoughts? Are we likely to see the confirmation process moving forward in the next 2 months? And do you see a confirmation as likely?
too early for me to speculate on that. I think right now, at least between now and Friday, what we got to think about is how great of a justice Ginsburg was. She's going to lie in state in the United States Capitol building on Friday, the first woman to do that. And, you know, she was very small in stature, but she was quite a giant when it come to the law and the reforms that she led, both not only as a Supreme Court justice, but what she did as a lawyer before she ever got there. And I guess she was on the Circuit Court of Appeals before that. And in both of the previous things, she was still a leader, but she made her biggest imprint, both when she was in the minority on the court and when she was in the majority on the court. So I don't think you're going to see much official action until after Friday. Tom?
Senator, this is Farm Safety Week, and farming has commonly and typically been one of the top most dangerous occupations. Have you any thoughts that you could share with our audience on farm safety?
Yeah, both from the standpoint of the farmer as well as non-farmers. When you're a farmer, just be a little more cautious whatever you do. And particularly, don't get inside of a corn bin and expect everything to be safe. That's one of the really sad deaths that you sometimes have. And then for other people with slow-moving machinery down the road, whenever you see farm machinery, including people hauling grain to the elevator, just think that farmer's got a lot on their mind besides who might be around. And you can save yourself, your own safety, as well as the farmer's safety. And particularly since people are kind of depressed, be low prices and the derecho, big windstorm aftermath, your question is very relevant for farmers this year. Back to Mike.
Senator, recently your office had sent out a statement on the staff involved with the Mueller investigation. Where are things standing right now with investigation into that?
Well, all I can tell you is rumors you hear, or even public statements by the Attorney General that there's going to be some sort of a report and it's going to be before the election. Or Senator Graham a couple weeks ago saying 10 or 12 weeks there'll be something out. And just a feeling that I have that there is going to be something out based upon what Attorney General Barr says. But it would be wrong for me to have any inside information from the U.S. Attorney generally. It would be very unethical for me to communicate with him, and Durham's going to make the decision. But I get this from this question from a lot of Republicans, more so than even the general population, and they always want to know when somebody going to be prosecuted, because they feel like there's a lot of second class or unequal justice being given. Flynn, you know, gets prosecuted, and Papadopoulos and people like that. And then somebody else is known to be a liar, and they aren't even prosecuted. And I say, answer this way: I want people, when they violate the law, to be prosecuted. But right now, this is such an important thing. I think before we vote in 2020, we ought to know the shenanigans that went on in 2016, spying on the campaign, to get some answers to that, to know how Trump was treated 4 years ago, as no other president's been treated. just so the public's educated fully on it before the next election. So I really want the information out more than I want somebody prosecuted, but I still want people prosecuted if they did something wrong. Tom?
Senator Grassley, the President Trump has negotiated three peace deals in the Middle East just this summer. How significant is that as we consider his reelection?
So significant. It's as significant as Jordan making peace 30 years ago with Israel, and maybe not quite as significant as Egypt making peace with Israel 42 years ago. But it just doesn't seem to get the attention because Trump did it. But it's a big breakthrough because Clinton, Bush, and Obama was always saying that there couldn't be peace with other Arab countries, with Israel, because the Palestinians didn't have a state. Well, we want Palestine to have a state, but do they want a state? And the president wasn't going to let that stand in the way. So he really shook things up when he started dealing directly with the Arab nations, and they took him up on it. And quite frankly, it's a big deal not getting proper attention. Thank God he did get attention, though, from the standpoint of a Swedish parliamentarian and a Norwegian parliamentarian nominating him to be to get the Nobel Peace Prize. And Mike, yours is the last question.
Senator, following up on that, is it possible that the Saudis might join the peace?
Yeah, I think so. There might be. The president said he took two calls Saturday with other countries, and I don't know which country those are, but don't forget there's a heck of a lot of Arab countries. So I think there's going to be more before the end of the year. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Tom and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.